And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 29th of June, 2007. It was on this day, 1613, the Globe Theater burned to the ground, which for more than 10 years had been the most popular theater in London, built by Shakespeare's own company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men. Shakespeare invested his own money in it and debuted Hamlet there and Othello and Measure for Measure, King Lear, Macbeth, and other plays. A theater in the round, the audience in a circle around a platform for the actors. Most of the actors at that time got their start acting in the street surrounded by a crowd, so they were used to it. The plays were performed in the afternoons, take advantage of natural light. The roof of the theater was open to the elements. Most of the audience stood on the ground. It was the most popular form of entertainment in the city. Theater held about 3,000 people, and it was usually full at a time when London had a population of about 200,000. Performances at the Globe did not include much in the way of props or scenery, but on this day, in 1613, a cannon was fired during a performance of Henry VIII to mark the entrance of the king, and the thatched roof caught on fire and the whole thing came down in about an hour. A replica of the Globe was finished in 1996, and plays are performed there exactly the same way, in the afternoons, no microphones, very few props, most of the audience standing in the yard to watch the play, the roof open to the weather. About 700,000 people go every year, and the actors say that the audience always pays better attention to the play when it is raining. It's the birthday of the actress and playwright and director Joanne Acolytis, born in Chicago, 1937. Said she became a director because, as an actor, I felt humiliated by the directors. A production of a musical adaptation of Kafka's story In the Penal Colony by her ex-husband Philip Glass and directed by Acolytis opened in 2000. Joanne Acolytis, who said, "I love rehearsal because that's where you get lost, and if you're willing to get lost, you might find a way out. It can all be a disaster, but it's very interesting." And it's the birthday of the composer and librettist and lyricist Frank Lesser. Born in New York, 1910, won a Pulitzer Prize for his musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, 1962, and many, many awards for Guys and Dolls in 1950 and Where's Charlie 2 years before it. Frank Lesser, who once said, "Loud is good." Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Shakespeare, not marble nor the gilded monuments. Not marble nor the gilded monuments of princes shall outlive this powerful rhyme, but you shall shine more bright in these contents than unswept stone besmeared with sluttish time. When wasteful war shall statues overturn, and broils root out the work of masonry, nor Mars his sword nor war's quick fire shall burn the living record of your memory. Against death and all oblivious enmity shall you pace forth. Your praise shall still find room even in the eyes of all posterity that wear this world out to the ending doom. So till the judgment that yourself arise, you live in this and dwell in lovers' eyes. Shakespeare's sonnet, Not Marble Nor the Gilded Monuments, from 1609. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org, and by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.